Things are positive for us. There's a short week. It gives us all the ability to move on pretty quickly from last week, and we got a good Redskins team coming in. They had a great win over San Diego last week, and it'd be good to be at home and everything. We got a long day ahead of us today to cover all three practices in one practice, but seems like through the walkthrough everyone was focused and ready to go. And we got to get a win to get this thing on the right track. And you can feel that guys have that sense of urgency, and no one's giving up. Everyone's staying focused. I think they're more focused than they have been, and that's a positive thing to see. And we're frustrated, but we want to go out and secure this victory. Yeah, you want as many days to prepare, but I mean, it's an equal playing field. We're fortunate that we're at home; we don't have to travel. It's there's got to be a lot of focus today, a lot of studying off the field and preparation, more studying tomorrow and everything. But there's going to be a lot that's covered today. There's going to be a lot of thinking going on, and but I think guys are prepared for that. And again, I mean, the walkthrough, we went basically through our whole install and then went out to walk through, and guys were pretty focused, and which was good to see.
It's a two-part question, but first of all, I don't know if you saw Rick Spielman's comments last Friday that the quarterbacks and the team are all kind of on the clock, and he wants to have a determination at the end of the year, or else they might draft a franchise quarterback. Your thoughts on those comments?
I didn't even know about the comments, so I don't know. I mean, my focus is to go out there and specifically on Thursday, go out and try to have a good game.
But in terms of looking long term, your thoughts on being able to be that Vikings franchise quarterback. How optimistic are you that you can be, this guy moving
Yeah, I
forward?
mean, I know I can, and obviously my play has to will determine that on the field, and I have to play better. But again, my future right now is this game, and hopefully, once I have a good game Thursday, that will play out in itself, and I understand that we have 8 games left in this regular season to do so.
And to look over your shoulder when it comes to Josh, but how do you just kind of approach that whole situation, knowing there's a guy that they want to evaluate right behind you too?
I don't focus on it. I mean, it's been great to have Josh in the room. He's a good guy to be around. He's another guy that brings in a lot of knowledge of the game, and it only helps me out. And I understand it's a competition, and it's been a competition all year with Matt being here, and so I'm not worried about them. I'm focused on increasing my play. I'm competitive against myself as much as those guys, and I understand that I got to keep getting better, and I want to make sure that everyone's confident that I'm the guy out there that needs to be playing.
You've made a lot of plays with your feet throughout your career, but especially in the last couple of weeks. How do you, as you get more advanced as a quarterback, balance making plays with your feet versus staying in the pocket long enough?
I think that's something that you're always fighting. I think God bless me with good feet to make plays in that aspect of the game. But you got to be patient in the pocket, and you got to kind of find that right balance. I think a lot of it has to do with instincts, and the more that you play the game and everything, and recognizing coverages that take away certain routes and that aren't going to be open. So then, okay, now I got to use my feet. But for me, it's got to be thinking pass first, and if they take that away or if the pocket breaks down, then get out and run. I mean, it's something that's always been part of our game plan. We did it more last week, obviously, and I think it'll be hopefully something we continue to do. I think a lot of the guys enjoy it. I think Bill understands that and is going to keep using it, and it's a good part of our game.
Because you are pretty good on your feet, is it difficult for you to always think, pass first, or has that been one of the bigger adjustments for you just to make sure you're patient enough with it?
Yeah, I think that's something. I fought as a younger player, but I feel like I've kind of found the balance, and it's something I can always continue to keep improving on. But I do want to throw first and run second, but I think I'm doing a better job of it, and it's something I'm not really fighting anymore. There are times where I have escaped the pocket early, and need to stay in there and be more patient and trust everything that's going on.
So far this year, what do you think's been the issue with getting a deep passing game established for this offense?
I don't know. I mean, I think that, first of all, it's we're calling certain plays to get the ball out of our hand quick, and we're good at certain routes. And, there are times where a lot of plays we have options to go deep. It's just being taken away. And, I remember specific game plans where we thought that they would play one way and give us an option to throw like a deep poster or something, and they didn't cooperate and they took it away. So we're calling plays to get it there. They just haven't been working out for us.
He sensed you were a little more comfortable going into last week. Did you sense that too? And if so, what was the difference even from the week prior?
Well, I felt going into the Green Bay game that I was pretty comfortable as well. So I don't know how he got that sense. I felt pretty comfortable since I got the starting job again and felt confident in what I'm doing. And so I don't know what the difference was for him or anything. So I don't know. Well, he's a big part of the offense. He's a great player, and we're going to miss him. But, John Carlson's, turn, he's been playing a lot. But, he'll be the feature guy. And having Chase Ford come in and get a lot of playing time, they're both good players. And they're going to have to fill in their shoes. And I fully expect John to go out there and play well. He's another athletic guy. Not as tall as Kyle, but can make plays. And but we're going to miss Kyle and can't wait till he gets back.
What does he add to the offense, and what kind of things can he do to help you guys?
Well, he's a smart player, and he's an athletic player. And, when you have a guy like Kyle, that's the guy you want to feature. And so sometimes it's hard to get him the ball, but now he's going to be the guy that's out there. And I think it's going to be a great opportunity for him to establish his role and get out there and make some plays, make some catches, and I'm excited for him.
When you hear the term franchise quarterback, what do you think? Is that a guy who just is a starter for a long time with a team, a guy that leads them to lots of victories, or what do you think when you kind of hear that term?
I think it's a multitude of things. I think, it's long-term quarterback, a big part of the offense, leads teams to wins. I think if you're not leading teams to win, then you're not going to be there very long. So you got to win a lot of games, and you got to be that guy that's there for a long time. And when you think of guys like that, Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, Drew Brees, Peyton, all those guys.
And why do you think you can be that guy in Minnesota?
I think I fully trust in my ability and everything that's going on. And I believe, made the playoffs last year. Obviously this year has been a little tougher, but I believe in what I can do and expect that things will work out.
Christian Turner, you played them last year. It seems like this defense really makes you pay when you turn the ball over.
They do. And they're very instinctive players. You watch D'Angelo Hall. He's jumping all over routes and, have a lot of experience over there. And London Fletcher does the same thing. And, they're a ball hawking team. They do a lot of game planning. If you watch each game, they kind of play differently schematically for each game. So they're going to do a lot of game planning and they're good at finding the ball. We just got to keep the ball in our hands. I think we had, three interceptions last year, which cost us the game. So we got to make sure we keep the ball in our hands.
Was up here a minute ago talking about how he has an anti-hazing policy. Kind of your thoughts on that, and do you like seeing that? Maybe that doesn't have a place in the game, or what?
Yeah, in this day and age, I think that it doesn't really have a place in this game, and I think Coach Frazier done a great job ever since I've been here to limit that, and it's a great environment for us to play, and our locker room's great. We got a lot, ton of good guys, and. So we don't see that, and I think it creates a better environment for everyone to show up and work together.
The sack fumble in the end zone, was that something where the timing was messed up because Jamarcus isn't used to, playing with this line, or do you need to step up quicker, or what happened?
Yeah, ultimately, when a turnover is like that, it's ultimately on me. I got to step up and just get rid of the ball and understand the situation that we don't want to take a sack. We ultimately don't want to take a fumble and give them the football for a touchdown. Move up in the pocket, throw it away, and live to play second down. Thanks.